Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The New York Giants have their 53-man roster, or do they? Since they announced what the 53 would look like, we have already seen changes. We've seen moves being made. We've also seen Malik Nabers choose which number he's going to be wearing. It's an interesting move because we know what number he wants to wear. We'll talk about that and more. I'm Coach Gene Clemens. And I have a giant issue. 3, 2, 1, go! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another edition of A Giant Issue. I am Coach Gene Clemens. Thank you for joining me as always. New at Giants on SI. Make sure you go there for all of your New York Giants news and information, and make sure you come here, like, subscribe, hit the notification bell anytime we drop a new video. We've loved the support. We love the support, and as we get closer and closer and closer to real NFL football, I want to tell you thank you from myself, from Paul Dottino, from everybody over here at New York Giants on SI. We appreciate all of the support that you're giving us as we've launched these two new podcasts on our networks. Make sure you also go and get the podcast anywhere. When you're driving, when you're hanging out reading a book, make sure that you go to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, anywhere else to get the podcast. If you just want to listen, you don't want to see my ugly face. The New York Giants announced their 53-man roster, and when they announced the 53-man roster, I was like, this is probably not the final 53-man roster, right? Because there was just too many questions that people continued to have that surrounded that roster, that I was like, well, they're probably going to still address this. And sure enough, you know, we got word that the New York Giants are signing Adoree Jackson back. I thought it was an interesting move. I thought it was here's my issue, right? I guess if we want to talk about it, here's my issue. I just don't understand what they're doing. Now, somebody could tell me, hey, Coach Clemens, is not for you to understand. It's just for you to watch. Well, I'm watching, right? I'm watching. It's just really strange to me right? The moves that they've made and how they've made them, because they've done them in a way that makes it seem as if players are not good. But if the goal is just to get better cap numbers, more favorable cap numbers, then why make the players look bad? That I just don't understand, right? So let's go down the defensive backs on their initial 53-man roster. You got Tay Banks, Dane Belton, Cordell Flott, Trey Hawkins III, Nick McLeod, Tyler Newbin, Javarius Owens, Drew Phillips, Jason Pinnock, and Isaiah Simmons, who they have in the defensive back category. Okay, cool. Let's take out Belton, Newbin, Pinnock, and Simmons because they all play safety. So out of Banks, Flott, Hawkins, McLeod, Owens, and Drew Phillips, who are you putting like off the team? Because the 53-man roster means these are our numbers. So who are you dropping? See, my problem is a guy like Darnay Holmes, who has been a really quality football player for this Giants team, did not make this roster. And why? Because they drafted Drew Phillips and they moved Cordell Flott from the slot back outside. And then they decided that they're going to move Isaiah Simmons to nickel instead of just allowing him to play linebacker, quote unquote, right? But they're only going to play him essentially like he's another linebacker on the field. When he's out there in the nickel, it's because they have three linebackers on the field. When he's out there in the dime, it's because they have two linebackers on the field. So he's really still just playing linebacker, ladies and gentlemen. He just happens to be now the safety in the sub package where they can call it nickel and dime. So I'm going a guy like Darnay Holmes, who has played nickel his entire life, essentially, his entire NFL life. He's been asked to go and play cornerback, and he goes and plays cornerback all training camp. Well, you already know that you have a bunch of cornerbacks and that you drafted all of them. And so where does Darnay Holmes fit in there? So we look at the 53, no Darnay Holmes. Cool. And then you say, oh, let's bring Jackson back. So if you're bringing Jackson back, which one of these guys that you brought in are you no longer going to feel good about? Because people have been feeding us Drew Phillips. Nobody's believed it. Are you signing Jackson back to not start? Are you signing Jackson back to not be in the 53? Like, are you signing him as a practice squad player? Like, I just wonder what the thought process is with a guy like a Dory Jackson. Because if you're signing him, right? If you're signing him to be on this team after just cutting him from this team, and people are trying to say, oh, well, this was the plan, then why didn't you execute the plan earlier? Why waste time with guys like David Long, right? Why waste time? Why waste time with cornerbacks coming from other teams that you know aren't going to make this team if the entire goal was to bring a Dory Jackson back the entire time? if Adoree Jackson is back the entire time, right, then why would you give his number away? Why would you let somebody else wear his number if you're just going to be, if you're just going to bring him back? Now, do I agree with the move? Yes. I never thought they should have cut him in the first place. You rework the deal, you restructure the deal, right? But you don't cut the guy who's the starter for you last year because his number, or not cut, excuse me, but you don't like not bring him back because of the number. You just, you know, work through it. Like, it's not like Adoree Jackson is, it's not like Adoree Jackson is 32, 34, right? It's not like he's 33. It's not like he's holding on. He's 28 years old, right? He's 28 years old. And so at 28 years old, you would think that a guy still has a lot to give. What's Adoree Jackson's issue? Right? Man to man, he sometimes gets beat. Well, guess what? They're not going to be playing a lot of man. Why didn't we read these tea leaves before we went out here and played around with all of these other defensive backs' livelihoods? Why didn't we think of that before we gave his number away? A lot of the stuff that they're doing is mind-boggling to me because I just don't understand what the goal is. Like, what's the goal? Right? Is the goal to move on and have your own people in the spot? Or is the goal to put the best 53 out there? Because if the goal is to put the best 53 out there, Darnay Holmes should be on this team. Not only is he a quality depth piece at multiple positions on the football field, but he's also a quality special teamer. I haven't seen Trey Hawkins do anything to make me go, oh yeah, he should definitely be on the 53-man roster. The only thing that he's done to submit himself on the 53-man roster is be drafted by the Giants. Javarius Owens, what has he done? This is not, by the way, these aren't disses at them. These are comparisons to people that I think I'm wondering if we're putting together the best 53, how Darnay Holmes isn't on it. If we're putting together the best 53, then why is Jackson a re-sign? Why is Jackson not just a restructure, right? Why is he a re-sign and not a restructure? I don't need to get into all of the, oh, well, he's a $3 million cap hit, and then he's going to do this and blah, 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 and yackety smackety. Like, I don't have to get into all that. That's not my job. My job is not to try to figure out how to save $2 and $3 million, right? Because what I've realized in the NFL is that you can make anything happen if you really want to. The New Orleans Saints have been upside down and inside out on the cap for years, and they continually go out and sign the people that they want to sign. They'll report, hey, the New Orleans Saints, $70 million over the cap. And then all of a sudden, they're not only good for the season, but money to spend. Why? Because you can manipulate the cap. The cap is there to be manipulated. We've seen the Giants manipulating the cap. We saw them give big extensions to our left tackle. We saw them give big extensions to their defensive tackle. only to then come back the next year and restructure the deals all over again. So there are things that they can do all over the place that would allow them to be successful and to manipulate the cap.
Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys. How's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the question that I asked when they got rid of James Bradberry in 2022, when James Bradberry went out there and put together an all-pro season for Philadelphia. Everybody told me they have to do it. It's just the cap. And I went, why won't they just restructure his deal? Oh, he doesn't want to restructure the deal. Okay, cool. So then he went to Philadelphia and didn't get the money that he was getting at the Giants. So clearly he just wanted some type of love. I don't get why there's these moves that make people scratch their head this close to the beginning of the year. Why would you not want a Dory Jackson to get a full training camp to ingratiate himself into this defense? Why would you not want a guy who spent time with your new defensive coordinator at his own spot, at his old spot, excuse me, why would you not want that guy in the building to help the other defensive backs learn and develop in the scheme? We saw that it was a rough training camp for this defensive backfield. How much easier would it have been if you had a veteran presence who understood the defense that was coming to this team? Yo, Adoree Jackson's 28, and he is by far and away the veteran of this defensive backfield. It's a young defensive backfield full of early 20s and mid-20s dudes. A late 20s guy could have really been an asset, especially because he played in the system that you now run. I just don't understand. If this was the move, why wait so long? If this was the move, right, and not those cornerbacks who are out there in the world that we think might be better than Adoree Jackson, right? If this was the move all along, why wait so long? Why give his number away? Are they going to give him his number back? Are they going to give him his number back? That's what I want to know, right? I'm interested to know. I'm interested to know what the thought process is going to be with this, right? Because again, Drew Phillips wears number 22 now. But Adoree Jackson has worn 22. Do they give back the number to Adoree? Hey, sorry, Drew. My bad, Drew. If Drew is like, hey, here's the number back, I'll take 23. Okay, cool. But you don't give Adoree Jackson's number away if the plan is for him to come back. That doesn't make any sense. Speaking of numbers, Malik Nabers, it's been announced that Malik Nabers will not wear the number he's been wearing all training camp and preseason, that he is going to wear number one. And it's told to me and everyone else, because apparently this is a big deal, that they brought the number one out of retirement from somebody from way back when, you know, and that's a big deal, right? Anytime a team decides that they're going to bring a number out of retirement, that's a big deal. And I think that Malik Nabers has to be careful, right? Because we know what number he really wants, right? The number that he really wants is sitting on the back of Daniel Jones. The number that he really wants is sitting on the back of the guy that he needs to have a really good season for him to have a really good season. So his ability to be good is directly tied, right? Is directly tied to the quarterback being good. That's great. So now I'm going to wear number one. I'm going to bring it out of retirement. But my question is he in love with number one? Because if he's not in love with number one, next year or the year after, when the Giants say goodbye to Daniel Jones, will he look to move to that number? And all I'm going to tell you is that if Malik Nabers, right, if Malik Nabers takes that number one and then turns around in 2 years when number eight is available and takes the number eight, that will be a legitimate disrespect, right? That will be legitimate disrespect. Because you don't unretire a number. You don't bring a number out of retirement just to just to give it away. Right? The gentleman who the number one was retired for, Flaherty, his family was gracious enough to allow, or to, I shouldn't say allow, because I don't know how much power they have over it, but the family was gracious enough to sign off, to endorse bringing the number one out of retirement so that Malik Nabers could wear it. And in a statement, Malik Nabers said, "I'll wear the number with great pride." He didn't say, "I'll wear the number for the rest of my career." He said, "I'll do everything in my power to honor the Flaherty family and this organization. I'll wear the number with great pride. I can't wait for the season to start." None of that sounds like, "This is my new number." Now, it could be that. Like, that's what it could be. He could have just said, "Hey, you know what? Eight is done. Number one is my number." And I hope he has. I hope he has. Because it's not disrespect to bring the number out of retirement. It's not disrespect to decide that, "Hey, you know what? This is a long and storied franchise. We have numbers out there. We can't just be out here retiring everybody's numbers forever because we'll start running out of numbers," right? So cool. I'm down with that. The respect comes on the back end if in a year or 2 years that number eight comes available and Malik Nabers, who is young and still impulsive and still a guy who, you know, is figuring this thing out, how to move, how to step, says, "I want that number." Because if he does that, man, it's going to look bad. It's going to look so bad. Like, it's going to look extremely bad if he does that to that number. You don't bring numbers out of retirement to wear for a short amount of time. You bring numbers out of retirement because that's what you want your number to be for life. I would argue, even if Malik Nabers ends up on another team, he almost still has to wear the number one. Because if he goes to another team and wears the number eight, then we'll know he never wanted to wear the number one in the first place. Not really. Now, I might be reaching, right? I might be reaching because y'all know me. I'm about really talking real, real, real football. So I want to talk real football. And by the way, we'll do that starting tomorrow. A Giant Issue Live with Coach Gene Clemens. We'll be talking about the first opponent for the New York Giants. We will introduce the first opponent for the New York Giants. I'll tell you the things I like, things I don't like, the matchups, all of that stuff. But yeah, I just think it's interesting the move to the number one and not just stay in a number nine. Because if you stay in a number nine, right, you're one number away from the eight. How much different does the nine look from the eight? Not that much. Right? Not that much. The number nine doesn't look that much different from the number eight. And we know you don't love nine. So now when eight becomes available and you switch to eight, it doesn't even look that different. It doesn't even, people will forget that you wore 9. If you wear number 1, my guy, no one's ever going to forget that. So if you change to 8, then that's going to be the talking point. Oh, my guy, he dissed the legend. He dissed the guy who had his jersey retired, pissed on the jersey. All the hyperbolic things that people do in order to make you feel as if, you know, you don't know what you're talking about. So I am betting, right? I am rooting for Malik Nabers to fall in love with the number 1. I'm rooting for Malik Nabers to feel as if that number 1 jersey is a part of him now, that he's going to try to be the next great number 1. I'm looking for him to follow in the footsteps of the Jeffersons, of the Chases, right? Of the OBJs. I'm looking for him to be that next one, to be that one of one in the number 1. You like what I did there? I like what I did there. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining me on A Giant Issue. I'm Coach Gene Clemens, New York Giants on SI. Make sure that you go there for all of your New York Giants news and information. Get more information on this Adoree Jackson story as it continues to develop. Make sure that you're subscribing. New York Giants on SI YouTube page. Make sure you go to my YouTube page, Coach Gene Clemens. That thing will start getting fired up now that we're here with real football. Make sure that you follow me on all social media at Gene Clemens. And also make sure that you catch the podcast if you just want to listen to it. Apple Podcast, Spotify, or wherever else you get your podcast. I always appreciate it. Tomorrow, A Giant Issue Live, Coach Gene Clemens. I want you to join me. Have some questions ready. We're going to have some fun. Until next time, I'm Coach Gene Clemens, and I have a giant issue.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.